Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, all y'all that want to help Drea get back at her boyfriend, seek revenge, say aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Drea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. And we are all mad. We were reading the email on why you're seeking revenge with this cupcake call against your boyfriend. Please, indeed, tell the Valley of the Sun why you want to get him back.
Just to kind of explain the situation, Cameron and I have been dating for about 4 years, and we have a one-year-old daughter together. But here's the thing. I've had some trouble losing the baby weight after our daughter was born.
Oh.
It's hard, I think anyone can say.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think it's been especially difficult because Cameron and I met at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, we've always been all about living a healthy lifestyle. And fitness is a thing that matters a lot to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is I was 118 pounds when we met, and now I'm weighing in at 145, and I don't feel great about it. It makes me kind of insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not able to work out as much as I did before because I'm taking care of our daughter.
Right.
You know, Cameron, for the most part, has been supportive and great. And I know he understands, but sometimes he has these moments where he gives me these not at all subtle hints.
Not so subtle hints as in what?
So this brings us to Sunday.
There's more.
Oh,
okay, what happened Sunday? Hold on, man. Give me some popcorn over here. I want extra butter on this. Light butter. Okay. What happened Sunday?
Cameron and I picked up his two nephews. We took them to the park, and then afterwards the boys wanted Happy Meals.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the Happy Meals, and the drive-thru did the whole, like, will this complete your order, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, can you get me something, too? I'm getting kind of hungry. And then Cameron says, my lady will have a McDiet nugget with a McDiet Big Mac and a water, please.
Oh, my God. No, he did not.
Yeah, he said that. So then, of course, both of the boys start laughing and, like, think that their uncle's joke is so funny. But the worst part was the drive-thru girl started laughing, too.
So everyone was sitting here laughing.
And this is totally at my expense, and I was mortified.
And this man is still alive?
Right.
Somehow.
And for that girl in the drive-thru.
I didn't want to make a big scene, like, with the kids right there, but...
Oh,
like,
my
that's
God.
That's not okay. And it was so embarrassing, you guys.
Do we need to say any more why we got to embarrass this guy back live on the radio?
No,
man?
We don't. Let's get to it.
Oh, let's get to it. Okay, Drea, so have you heard about cupcake calls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, this part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is where we help you ladies embarrass your man. And if any cupcake call we have ever received a call on, this one, we really want to get him. So please, Drea, text his family, his brother, his dad, his past girlfriends. I don't care.
Come on.
Let's get everybody listening to the radio on 101.5 right now. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, give you our showtime. You know what? We're going to give her 120 seconds for this one.
I was just going to... Okay, you know what? We're on the same path right here. We're on the same wavelength.
120 seconds of our showtime to get him back. And let's get him to baby talk to you live on the radio to embarrass him, okay?
Perfect.
Do you know exactly how you're going to get him to baby talk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's been ready.
I can't wait.
He crossed the line.
I've never. What?
Get him. Get him, girl.
Oh,
take him for all he's worth.
All right. We are getting Drea's boyfriend. What's his name, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Cameron.
We are getting Cameron back live on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Do us a favor. Do Drea the bigger favor. Let's embarrass her boyfriend live on the radio. It's a cupcake call up next. Don't move.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpy. You are my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. back with the most ultimate cupcake call ever.
I'm ready. I'm just ready.
This is the part of the show where, ladies, if your man has embarrassed you in life, we're here to embarrass him back live on the radio. Dre, are you there?
I'm here.
We are appalled about how your boyfriend embarrassed you. So, again, he embarrassed you and of the baby weight you gained after giving birth to his beautiful daughter.
Yes.
And the line he crossed was at McDonald's this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Ordering, instead of your chicken McNuggets, he called them what?
McDiet Nuggets.
Girl, bye.
Diet Big Mac.
Thought he was funny.
He should just McDie. But you know what?
Anish.
Sorry. You know, I'm really sorry.
You, what you did, yeah.
I'm getting a little.
You okay?
Too. Did you just...
Somebody get
when
some food.
When Joey is telling you to hold back, you've gone too far.
Can
far.
You not?
Oh, my God.
Drea, let's do a cupcake call. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's put 120 seconds on the clock. We're going to give you some time to get your man to baby talk live on the radio. He has no idea he's live on the radio. Did you text all his friends to listen to the station?
Oh, everyone I know.
Okay. All right, here we go. Cupcake call time. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
What are you doing?
Just working. I'm not, like, super busy or anything. What's going on?
Well, I'm just at home. I'm in bed right now, actually.
What's wrong?
I really haven't been feeling well all morning. I don't know what it is. I think maybe I ate something for breakfast that didn't sit well.
Did you eat too much?
No. I don't think that's what it is. I was wondering if maybe you could do something to make me feel better.
Want me to bring you something?
It's not that exactly.
What?
You know the way you talk to Liv when she gets all whiny? I really love that, and I think that might make me feel better.
What do you mean?
You know, just like when you kind of talk to our baby, you know?
Like to talk to you like I talk to little Livy?
Yeah.
Would that make you feel better? Would that make your tummy feel a little better?
Oh yeah.
What if through the phone I could rub your little tummy? Rubbing on the little tummy. Would that make you feel a little better?
It made me feel fantastic. I don't know about you.
Cameron.
Whatever, I'm still mad. You're still ill.
Cameron, we got to let you know you're live on the radio and you've been cupcake called. Hello?
This is going to be on the radio?
You're live on the radio right now. Dre, you want to explain why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio right now?
I don't understand what is happening.
Well, do you not remember Sunday when you completely and totally mortified me at the McDonald's drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mortify you at the drive-thru? What did I do at the drive-thru?
You don't remember that, McStupid?
I was just joking around. I wasn't trying to be...
Wasn't funny.
Too far.
That was McIgnorant.
You joke about,
this
like,
is what
that
we
you
call McPayback,
I was just,
Cameron.
Oh, I didn't make...
McIgnorant.
Shut up, dude.
You, Mick, shut up.
You give it to him, Joey. That got weird, huh?
That did get weird.
Why did you do that?
It got Mick awkward right now.
Yeah, I thought we were still.
I don't know. Natasha licked her lips and told me to give it to him. It felt Mick weird.
Well, because they're talking about McNuggets.
I'm hungry.
Anyways, I hung up on him. Hello, Drea.
Bye.
How was that? Was that okay?
I feel so much better.
Get it, girl. You better go get a super-sized value meal because you deserve. And if you don't want it, I'll take it.
Thanks, guys.
Can you please send it?
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.